thanks to all the five innovators for the great pitches. So now we finished the first round of pitches, and before we move to the second one, let's have another successful case here. Let me introduce you to Pau. Pau is an innovator from 2011. I'm sure he will give a very inspiring, he's a nice guy. You will have fun with him. I'm sure he will give a very inspiring talk, and he'll try to convince us on how can small startups compete or give troubles to big companies. So Pau, floor is yours. Thank you, Pau. I told you, you're gonna have fun, right? It was a great talk. So that's a very successful case, the case from Pau, but there are other successful cases as well from innovators. I can just recall like three for you. We have Sergio Alvarez, who created CartoDB. He's now like 100 people working with him and like five different countries. So he raised a lot of money. Then we have Luz Reyo. She was the innovator of the year, social innovator of the year in our promotion in 2014. She created a couple of apps and companies, and now she's back in Barcelona creating a global, how is this? Change Dyslexia, that's to help kids with dyslexia. That's very amazing stuff. Also, we have Isaac Castro. He's in San Francisco right now, based on what I remember. He created right now a company called Emerge. I think it's his second or third company. So yeah, that's amazing, right? This community, how it's building, and a lot of success cases. So now we are. I can also tell a little bit about me because I'm the next guy introducing the speakers. So I'm not as successful in terms of companies like the other guys, but I'm a researcher. I work between Max Planck in Stuttgart and Institute for Intelligent Systems and Institute for Bioengineering in Barcelona. I got my professorship from ICREA. It's a Catalan founder a foundation. The prize they got me of this nomination was because I'm doing nanorobots. So what we do is these nanoparticles that are like small submarines that can swim in water and can they make several tasks, like, for instance, transport drugs wherever it is needed. People want to hear that we can cure cancer, but one of the ideas is to reduce the side effects from the normal chemotherapy. Another case we are using right now, we have a proof of concept project, is to clean water. So we want to bring this into places where it's difficult to reach. Okay, so I'm saying that because I need to introduce the next speaker, and he is unfortunately not here, Luis Iván Cuende. He is now, I don't know, between Japan and San Francisco. He's somewhere in the world, but he sent us a video that you will see next, right next to here. Luis, what he's doing is a platform called Stampery. It's a platform using Bitcoin technology to provide digital certificates. So that's one of his companies. I'm aware that he created another one. So please, video.
Hi there, I'm Luis, how's it going? Congrats to all the awarded people, you're awesome. I would love to be there as well. And congrats to, and thanks to the organization for, you know, putting all of this together. So, I was co-founder and CTO at Stampery, and what we do is basically we generate immutable proofs of existence, integrity, and ownership for every single kind of record out there using the Bitcoin blockchain and the Ethereum blockchain as well. So the blockchain is an immutable ledger that you cannot edit or alter after you post content to it. And so we are using that for multiple purposes. The first one is for security. So it doesn't matter if an attacker is going after your system and is entering your system and is breaking your barriers, your perimeter, right? It doesn't matter because we take care of all the integrity of your data. So no matter if the attacker is wants to edit or modify anything at all, we will notify you and we will build an immutable audit trail of every change that has happened inside your system. So you can be safe and you can, you know, be assured and rest assured that your data will remain with its integrity. So that's what we do. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope I was there again. So thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.